Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Mondays after Falcons games, the AMA can also be Falcons calls as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. I say that every day. The AMA can't just be whatever people want it to be.
Right.
Because it always is. Sometimes people don't even have questions.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I just want to say something real quick. All right,
dog.
You go for
it. You got it. It's one from our resident duck fan, Adrian. He said, have I ever had food poisoning from eating street meat in the Philippines? No, because I do not eat street meat in the Philippines.
Okay.
No damn way.
When's the last time you got food poisoning?
Oh man, it's been a while.
Cause you got a pretty strong gut.
Yeah, I got my guts is like iron, but it's been a minute, dog. But no, I don't. Whenever my wife would tell me you have got to have eaten that stuff forever,
right?
Because you ride by and there's pig heads swinging, and ain't no ice. And I'm cool. I don't tell my head.
Seems like a smart choice.
I had street meat in Thailand. And you know how they get what they call the Thailand something. And it's basically like a stomach bug that feels like you're about to die. And a lot of people get it from the water. They get it from the water,
uh-huh.
But it's because the ice is not the ice has that kind of water in it. And so when you're drinking your drink with the ice, it has that whatever in it.
The water melts.
This is the Montezuma's revenge.
The parasite is in there. So, whatever.
Yeah, but I was eating the hell of that street meat in Thailand. But I sat there and watched cook my damn food. I sat right there and watched my boy cook it.
Yeah.
But yeah, never have.
That's a roll of the dice, man.
Yeah, dog, it is.
It's a roll of the dice. But it was good, probably.
It was good as hell, dog. It was good as hell.
All right, let's start with Chris in East Atlanta. Hey, Chris. Chris?
Hey, y'all doing?
Good. What's up,
man? My bad.
That's all right.
Hey, listen, man, the Falcons. I love the team, and I'm always going to love the team. I just want to hear y'all's opinion, man. I'm on these message boards, and it's a lot of hate for Raheem Moore. So he's a bad coach. He's not this, that, not that. I felt Raheem managed the game excellent yesterday. I want to stop on that, but I want to get on the defense. On that last drive with Baker Mayfield, if Ellis gets that sack instead of allowing Baker Mayfield to slither out and throw that incomplete pass, stopping the clock, we win the game. The defense, they got pressure, man, but they have to maintain lane discipline.
Good job.
That was allowing Baker to get out and beat him with the legs. We're going to be fine. Those things are all correctable. I think in their overzealousness to get to the quarterback, it caused the lack of discipline in keeping your lane integrity.
Yeah, Chris, good call, man.
Appreciate it, Chris.
That's something we talked about throughout the summer, too, just with what they were telling us they wanted the defense to be, especially from a pass rush standpoint.
Yes.
Just all of the aggression and the energy that they wanted to show. Like sometimes that goes the other way. You over pursue.
Yeah,
they
but
gash
that's what we were talking about. The one with K. Nels, you got to get him down, and then because he does it, James Pierce is going to get the sack. Mm-hmm. Going to get him, man. But first of all, what's his name?
I think that was Chris.
Hey, Chris. First of all, stay off the message board, okay? Stay off the message board.
Nothing good happens.
Nothing
on
good
those.
Happens on there, Chris. Nothing good happens on message boards. Okay?
It's like Twitter on steroids,
basically. Maybe worse.
It's worse. It's way worse.
Yeah. There you go.
I will say this about yesterday. I thought Raheem did a nice job.
It was fine.
That final drive where they had two timeouts, and I thought they called them appropriately.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No,
the challenges were fine.
Yeah. I understand throwing the third one on that Drake one, too, because you had the third one, and it's a minute left in the game, so you do it.
Yeah.
He was 2-for-2 on challenges before that, so that worked out. And I thought clock management was good. The kicker just missed the damn kick. I mean, simple as that.
Basically.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
So I got a question and a little Falcon statement. So I'm watching the game. My takeaway, I don't find solace in a loss, but I think Penix did a great job. What is this, his fourth game as a pro, if that?
Yeah.
I think he did what he was supposed to do. Is just maybe Drake did a great job. Pitts needs some more targets, and Waku kind of screwed the pooch. Other than that, cleaned up some things on defense, offense. I think we're going to be straight. It's not like we lost to some slouch. And then my question is, have you ever placed a bet and you were so close to winning? It's not like you blew the check, had a six-leg parlay, lost by 1 point on one line, everything else hit. I almost broke my phone on Friday.
Oh, you did?
Damn.
You had 5 out of 6?
Yep.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. That's what parlays are,
though.
That's what parlays are, hard to win.
And it seems, I mean, I would rather lose all of them instead of just losing that one.
Definitely.
Let me go 0-6.
Yeah.
Instead of 5-6.
Especially if you won the first 5.
Exactly.
And then you're close on that last one. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was reading some breakdown of like what the bets are that people make on the, you know, on the online betting that you can do. Like 90% of bets are parlays.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's like, all right. Yeah. I mean, good luck. Good luck. It's
hard, I mean, we hard to win a parlay. I would rather go 0-6 and then 5-6 and waiting on that 6th one is the last time, last game or whatever I need.
That's heartbreaking.
Yes, I would lose my damn mind.
Just did you see that home
stick run? To Prize Picks and use code 99.
There you go.
That's all you got to do.
Did you see the home run parlay some guy hit last week?
Uh-uh.
It was like $25 free play, whatever. And he got like $600,000+.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. For like 6 or 7 dudes all hitting home runs the same night.
Good for him. all right. JP is in Marietta. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I think we need to, if Koo's still on the team, we need to take the K off of his last name. Because every time he kicks, I'm like, ooh. So, you know, we call him Young Way Ooh from now on.
Come on, man.
All right, JP. Well done.
I don't know if the Falcons have, you know, like as a mascot, you got this like little code of secret where you can't tell anybody who you are. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a flex. You can't go out on a date and be like, I'm Freddie the Falcon, because it's like, I don't believe you. But nonetheless, if you could go be any mascot for college or pros, what mascot would you choose to be?
All right, JP. Good question. That isn't like, what if you are Freddie Falcon?
Okay.
Like, because he's right. You're sworn to secrecy.
Yes.
You're not allowed to tell anybody that.
No.
So you go on a date. What do you do? I work for the Falcons.
Yeah, then she'll ask you, what do you do?
What do you do for the Falcons?
I work in the entertainment
department. Game day entertainment.
Yeah, that's it.
Like you play? No.
No. I work for the Falcons. I'm the head of their entertainment. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vague.
Like, is not being a mascot, like, not sexy?
What?
Like, for instance, like, do chicks not dig mascots?
I don't know if they do or not.
I don't know.
But that's a great question, though. Like, is her knowing you're the mascot better or worse?
Oh, it's got to be worse.
Right.
Because she would tell people.
But also, like, is that getting you dates?
I don't know. I don't know, dog. I ain't been on a date in, like, a couple decades. Or almost a couple decades. So,
right, me too, but.
It's a different time of
dating.
I guess
there's different people.
I'm not going to just get on women and everything. I'm a man, so. I just, you know, I ain't never dated a man before, so I don't know what to look for in a man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But what if a lady was a mascot?
I think that'd be hot.
Ladies can be mascots too,
yeah,
right?
It's
2025.
Yeah.
What was the question?
I don't know.
What would the mascot you'd want to be? I don't know.
I'm too cool. Sorry. All right, I'm gonna put myself in that.
You guys got any over there?
I was just wondering if you would be the duck so that you could lose the head and not run off the field.
Just do a bad job as the Oregon Duck mascot?
Yeah.
Like, but what's the coolest mascot, though? Like, I'm talking about, like, not necessarily the animal itself, but, like, who's the coolest one?
I always liked the Phoenix Suns gorilla.
He's awesome.
I always thought that one was pretty
good. Dunker, too.
Huh? Good dunker. He's always the best dunker.
Yes, great dunker.
Yeah, yeah.
Could I be, like, Mike, but the real Mike that's chilling in the freaking...
The tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think that's a mascot.
Oh,
it's a live animal.
You want to be a tiger.
You want to be a tiger.
Mascot. If I had to pick, I don't want to be a human.
I think that's a live animal.
So Bo's choice was, I'd like to be a tiger.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, I'll tell you who has a nice life is the Ugga.
Yeah,
he's got a nice life.
That folks in this world don't got air conditioning.
Yeah, man. He lives better than like a large percentage of human beings.
Yeah, man.
Avery's in Roswell. Hey, Avery.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say I am a Buccaneers fan. It was a hell of a game.
Okay.
But it's crazy to me, since we're talking about hypotheticals. If our kicker McLaughlin doesn't miss his extra point,
that's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Then Ku is not in a position to maybe join me in the unemployment line.
But this is what we said to start the show.
Good point.
This is why we started. We said it lined up the way you needed to because he missed the kick.
That's right.
Because he missed extra, it lined up where all you need. You didn't need a touchdown.
Tell me if I was alone on this one though. As soon as he missed that, when he clanged it and he missed that extra point, I was like, well, this sets up for the worst thing that could happen, which is what happened.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because of course it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't alone on that one.
No.
Good point, though. Like, had he just made that extra point, then the Falcons would have had to have scored a touchdown.
Yes.
And they were damn close,
A
couple times on that drive.
Yes.
Maybe they would have been better off trying to score a touchdown.
Maybe.
I don't know. They were close.
Maybe they would have.
Yeah. All right. Rick is in Savannah. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Andy, Randy, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, real quick comment and a quick question. First of all, I'm so thankful for Odyssey, man. I moved down here to Savannah from Atlanta a couple of months back, and I still get to hear Andy, Randy midday, so thank y'all for
appreciate
that.
Thanks for bringing us to the beach. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, working at a golf course down here, so to both of you, and certainly you, Andy, I got you, man. If you ever want to get around in, come see me.
Hell yeah.
My question is about the dogs, man. I want to get y'all's opinion. When do you think Kirby, with all of his recruiting prowess, the ability to get the big guy, to land the big fish and all that, when is he going to get tired of the status quo of his offensive ineffectiveness for a team with all the talent and do something about it, including getting rid of his college best buddy? Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm just kind of sick of seeing this predictable Georgia offense from year to year with all of the talent that they can bring in there. And I'd just love to hear y'all's opinion.
All right, Rick.
All right. Well, I never understand. I understand it's easy to dump on Bobo. I get it. I understand it. I just don't see that being a problem all the time.
Well, I just think.
I just think when you come
if
in.
You're talking Kirby
when
era.
You're talking Kirby era. Like,
it's been some good offense.
It's been really good. Now, Todd Monken was different.
Yeah.
Because look who he had on this squad. Like, we don't have a Brock Bowers and those dudes there where you can do all those different things.
But that, like, that is proof, though, that he did do. Like, he brought Monken in.
He brought Monken in.
And he was the OC for a number of years. And the offense was great.
Yeah,
and,
but this,
you know what I mean?
But
like,
this is the whole Bobo thing. And I understand it. It's not a flashy offer. I say it to myself all the damn time. One thing that we do at Georgia, and it's no fault of Kirby, I understand why he does it, play too many damn people. We got too many damn groupings and personnel for a certain place. Let the best people play.
Yeah.
Play too many goddamn on people. And so you got Bobo having to go, well, I got this, got to run this play for this kid. Just call the game.
I will say, too, though, Bobo was the offensive coordinator 2 years ago when Beck was the quarterback in his first year as a starter.
Yes.
And that offense was really good.
Yes. Who did they have on that team?
Yeah, they had Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They had a lot of offensive linemen that got drafted and a healthy Carson Beck and receivers that could catch the ball.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not just the play calling sometimes, but I get it.
Speaking of Savannah, we're going on Saturday. I'm not going to have time to play golf, unfortunately. We're going to see a concert in Savannah on Saturday night.
Why did I think it was over here?
Well, we're going, so it's a big, a lot of concerts this week.
Okay.
We're going to a concert Wednesday night at State Farm.
Okay.
And then Saturday in Savannah. Not the same
night. Whole family?
Mm-mm.
Just you and the wife?
Just us both times.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, two nights this week.
Hell yeah.
And on Saturday, we're staying in a hotel.
Whoa!
Look out, Savannah.
Uh-oh, the Bunkers are coming. The Bunker Davises are coming through.
Yeah.
Who knows? With no kids.
Who knows? We might be bringing one.
Yeah, right. No kids.
Do we have time?
The whole weekend, no babies?
No. We got to be back early Sunday because Lily's singing in church.
Oh, man.
It's her first. I know.
Woo!
It's going to be, we're crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That's all right.
But we're crazy in love, Randy.
That's what you're supposed to be.
That's
what band y'all going to see?
The Avett Brothers.
Oh, that's your favorite band.
So we got to go see them. Yeah. We're going to see the Avett Brothers in Savannah. And then we're going to get up at dawn and be back in church by 10:30
Look.
See her sing. So that's the third concert.
Yeah, man.
We're going to three concerts.
Y'all going to be all seeing that.
We're going to be.
We got married, so it don't matter. And I'm all sinned out.
Such a good one. I'm going to do some sinning in Savannah.
Sinning in Savannah,
and
baby.
And we'll get, down get right on Sunday morning. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, you know what? I do believe that we have impact on our listeners and everything. That damn positive Paul is still being positive.
Dude, that was really funny. I don't know. I think it's a bit, but I don't know. It's positive. Paul's making me laugh.
Yes.
Randy said the Dolphins looked like ass, but bad ass, like a bad BBL.
Yes.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And apparently close only works in horse grenades.
Telling you, throw a grenade at a horse. You'll find out.
Ah, yes, the Falcons. An organization that leads you to say, damn, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, you think you funny up in here, dude. This guy right here, man. Walking in traffic, take over your trap. You think you funny.
Flag surf and this?
I mean, really? The Saints ain't look no damn better.
He is funny, though. That is funny. It is funny. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.